There is, of course, the risk that the work shall be more difficult, yet there is the great opportunity to move forward in the process of evolution as has never been possible before upon this planet. 60 It is to be noted that another name for wanderers is harvesters. Our being here now has everything to do with the harvest. The overriding reason for the offering of these brothers and sisters of sorrow in incarnative states is the possibility of aiding other selves by the lightening of the planetary consciousness distortions and the probability of offering catalyst to other selves which will increase the harvest. There are two other reasons for choosing this service which have to do with the self. The wanderer, if it remembers and dedicates itself to service, will polarize much more rapidly than is possible in the far more etiolated realms of higher density catalyst. The final reason is within the mind/body/spirit totality or the social memory complex totality which may judge that an entity or members of a societal entity can make use of third density catalyst to recapitulate a learning/teaching which is adjudged to be less than perf. This especially applies to those entering into and proceeding through sixth density wherein a balance between compassion and wisdom is perfect. 61 The Confederation entities are here in thought to aid us at this time. We are those who come to your peoples at this time in hopes of being of service by providing information and opinion concerning spiritual evolution. It is our understanding that this present period which you now enjoy is part of a season of harvest or completion upon your earth world. In this time of transition to a more densely lit illusion there is great opportunity, we feel, for entities who are seeking to accelerate their process of spiritual evolution to do so. We are those who wish to assist, as we may, those who request our opinion and presence. 62, 111, Chapter 4. The New Age Buzz, transformation. Another word used often in the New Age literature is transformation. Like the word initiation, transformation has a fuzzy and various meaning, depending upon who uses it and in what way. On balance, my feeling is that this is a word which is most nearly synonymous with realization, revelation, epiphany or satori. Unlike initiation, which is a part of a cycle of learning, transformation cannot be directly earned. It is, rather, a process that we can encourage or invite within ourselves by various means, which we shall explore. Those of Latvia I talk about it, eventually the entity begins to seek in a conscious manner the keys which shall unlock door after door within the inner self and reveal those treasures of being that await such seeking. At some point in this process, there is the transformation in which the seeker not only knows interlally with the conscious mind that it and all it observes are the one creator, but experiences more and more the being of the one creator within its own being. The one creator is found within and the entity is found everywhere within the one creator. As this process becomes more apparent and becomes that which is experienced more and more within the incarnation, the seeker discovers that it is that which it seeks. 63 Here's an example of a typical transformational experience, told by a gentleman who is quite puzzled by the whole thing, but here is the recent experience I have had which has really got me wondering. 2 weeks ago before an exam, I'm in college, I was incredibly frustrated and had nobody to turn to. I wondered if there really was a God and if I was all alone. At that moment, a feeling of which I have never come close to experiencing before filled my body. It was one of pure love, the purest love I have ever felt, and it chokes me up now to even write about it. I also felt this presence in the room like it was sitting right next to me consoling me. From that point on, all of my frustration and stress simply disappeared and I felt better than I have ever felt in my life. 64 Those of hat on focus on this quality of experience. We would encourage all of your race to be more attentive to the signs that surround you. For as the light shines from out of the east and covers all of the land in a gradual transformation of darkness into lightness, so also, my brothers, does the transformation come. 65, 112, Chapter 4, The New Age Buzz. What does it take to encourage this process within the self? One asset is a generous amount of patience. Of course, seekers wish to help along the process of transformation. But if the seeker can pull the point of view back far enough to gaze upon the conscious self living through the confusion of change, which has been put in motion because of purified desire, this seeker may see that once the desire is honed and tempered, then there comes the time of faithful patience. 66 Another aid is the ability to surrender one's resistance to change. Within this transformation lies a tremendous degree of surrender, and because this surrendering feels like dying, the path of the seeker is often perceived by the self as difficult, painful and awkward. However, we encourage each to consider that there is a natural tendency to resist change. Within each cell of the body and brain there is a tendency towards holding on to the status quo. The spiritually dire life lacks not in joy, however, it does increase suffering as it increases the rate of change within the entity. 67 Given that this process of inner work is needed, meditation seems a natural concomitant aid. We cannot urge enough that meditation be done on a daily basis. We do not suggest judging the excellence of the individual meditations or even attaching great importance to the time therein spent. When the desire is ripe within one, that attention will be there, and that progress will be made. However, without the disciplines of the daily meditations, if only for a few minutes, the season of each pilgrim's own transformation may well pass unnoticed, lost in the hurry and scurry of daily activity. 68 How will this process impinge on the deep mind, or how will the deep mind move into this process? Many use the trunk and roots of mind as if that portion of mind were a badly used, prostituted entity. Then this entity gains from this great storehouse that which is rough, prostituted, and without great virtue. Those who turn to the deep mind, seeing it in the guise of the maiden, go forth to court it. The courtship has nothing of plunder in its semblance and may be protruded, yet the treasure gained by such careful courtship is great. The right hand and left hand transformations. 113, Chapter 4. The new age buzz of the mind may be seen to differ by the attitude of the conscious mind towards its own resources as well as the resources of other selves. 69 In this work, we need to let the whole issue of self-judgment go. To begin to be able to make the transformation, one must first begin to allow the judgment of the self concerning the self to fade away and become unimportant, for there is no possibility of accurate judgment of the self by the self. It is well to examine the life as much as is possible, but only in that it enables one to see into the uppermost layers of selfhood. Certainly this is valuable. However, it does not make you a judge. When one is able to lay self-judgment aside and instead to take up the solitude and the dust of the spiritual path taken on faith, then is one beginning to be able to dwell and abide with others in a creative and living way. 70 This process of transformation can feel very hard, as times of change and loss come. To the extent that you cooperate with these energies of transformation, then to this extent the discomfort may not breed fear. You can look at the suffering and say, I must be changing pretty well, but if you need the fear, allow it. There is nothing wrong with protruding your delicate and sensitive inner self. It is possible to allow this fear and then try just a little less fear, and then a little less, and move slowly, supporting the self, not discouraging the self by railing against the lack of courage or railing against destiny for the discomfort which change brings. 71 Although we wanderers love to delve into the subtle shadows, the everyday experience will bring to us all we need for this process of transformation to have its fuel. All things in manifestation may be seen in one way or another to be offering themselves in order that transformations may take place upon the level appropriate to the iron. 72 There is one process of transformation that is very special. It has to do with the gradual awareness of all of us for each other as members of a spiritual family. Usually, these transformative processes begin by sensing those who are most spiritually akin to one. The promise of this transformative process is the beginning of the formation of the fourth density positive social memory complex of Earth. One who perceives these networks of kinship has managed to begin the linking of all the species. Indeed, perhaps it has become obvious by now. 114, Chapter 4. The new age buzz that we suggest that the spiritual family which may perhaps most come at the start and root of all other concerns for family, is the family of humankind which will attempt in fourth density upon this sphere to form a fourth density positive social memory complex. Each Karayan made lovingly and freely, being manifested, draws closer to an entity the realizations of honest kinship which can only be felt by first extending kinship. The leap of faith, as this instrument is it in her mind, is always necessary, for any transformation of thought is preceded by a desire to know, which precipitates the use of will at some point. Change is painful, and one who seeks to know his spiritual family shall endure pain of each family member's miseries, for it is so that all who are conscious of the self, suffer. 73 The Confederation groups hope to be of service to us as we do this gradual work. Transformation is that which requires the one undergoing the transformation to seek with one's own efforts as fully as possible. Thus the darkness seems far more black and full of difficulty than any previous experience. However, we assure you that there is aid at hand, and even though you feel there is no response to your call for assistance, there is the love and the light sent by all those whose honor it is to walk with you upon this journey. 74. Global Mind. In this run through various buzzwords of the New Age, we end with a consideration of global mind. One thread of meaning I am specifically not following is global mind in the sense of hive mind, that is, all of us earthlings being co-opted by some alien race as drones or slaves. If anything is turning us in that direction today, it is the media, our very own agents of mass information, disinformation, propaganda and the fads of the cultural day. No, the thread I wish to follow is that concept so many wanderers have of coming together as one to make a better world. Our service to self or service to others stuff is really revolutionary to our societal outlook, or rather the utopian dream, fantasy we all hold dear in our hearts. I know the end result of all our work is to blend with the one infinite creator, but in the meantime we have the potential to exist within that utopian society we all dream of, now, just by creating the things we hold dear, here and now. 75, 115, Chapter 4, The New Age Buzz. If we think of fourth density positive as a kind of Eden, where we shall all be one with each other, these hopes make perfect sense. We are striving towards our manifest destiny. You only think to create an entity that never was until you put yourself into the rhythms and the intentions of a way of living that will bring you closer and closer to a goal that you can only dimly sense, and that goal has to do with the way you interact with other selves. The entity you are attempting to build is the world soul or the social memory complex, as this instrument would say it. 76 It will be a while yet before we achieve this, I feel it safe to say. But it's good to see where we're headed. Many wanderers are aware that we need to treat the planet better. Russell Louis says, as a wanderer, I think globally while others are always looking for what's in it for them. Whenever people talk about recycling or using renewable energy resources, I always wonder why everyone is not doing this. 77 The Confederation agrees, there is a planetary karma also, for nation states and large economic, social and, what you term, religious groups of entities have offered on balance to I and to other groups of entities. Thusly, the individual karma and the societal karma mount to the level of the heavens. The planet as a whole does not, at this time, have one karma. Thusly, there is the opportunity for entities which wish to aid in the societal karma to do so, and many among your peoples are those which have incarnated to do personal work in consciousness, to make choices which further refine choices, to work for the one infinite creator, and to serve in a healing capacity upon the level of the consciousness which is deep enough in the roots of mind to be that consciousness shared by all upon all levels of native being within, upon, and around your planetary sphere. 78 Those of you who assure us that our work has borne some fruit, the planetary consciousness is drinking in your essence. It is lightening the planetary vibration and is ringing as an ameliorator of birth pangs within the planet. Inconvenient and difficult times beckon. Within these confusing times the silent witness of being shall more and more be needed as the planet reaches for a new point of balance. 79, 116, Chapter 4, The New Age Buzz. We are certainly here on Earth at the right time. Brizis and others speak of their being drawn to queuing. There are times where I feel part of everything, part of the greater whole, one with the universe, and it's at those times that I feel most comfortable with myself, my world and those around me. It's also those times which I cherish the most. I finally feel accepted by some part of myself and the world. Mostly, though, I just travel my own path and bring those along who are willing, realizing that one day all will fall into place and no longer will I be the person looking in from outside, but will be a member of the greater whole, dancing my own dance of life and unity. A.T. Brizis expresses more of a cultural than a personal feeling about the same goal. I am working towards a career in documentary filmmaking where I hope to communicate a message of love and understanding to the world about others. No, really, that's a career goal for me at the age of 23, and I can't help but think it's a bit strange for a 23-year-old in this society to want to do that instead of focus on other things. 81 Most of all, I wish I could do, say something to promote the idea of Korean. It's a big notion that is being expressed a lot these days. But I feel the reality of it has yet to hit home. So there continues to be this feeling we are working to introduce certain ideas that take time to gel. The irony is not lost on me of feeling compelled to speak about Korean, while I have felt so discouraged. 82 Those of you who applaud, at this end time of your present third density cycle, it is entirely appropriate that each set the self the task of finding new ways of coming into harmony with other cultures, other races and other strukturas of thought, logic and being. The end result of this planetary effort to come into spiritual convergence shall be that social memory complex that is the basic strukture for fourth density work. You are attempting to learn how to be one people, sharing each other's thoughts, hopes, and fears, carrying each other's burdens as naturally as breathing, sharing each other's joys as if they are your own. 83 To come full circle in this discussion of global mind, here is a parting quote from those of you on our mass media, 117, Chapter 4, The New Age Buzz. What we see occurring is a two-way dynamic, in which environment entities have constant stimulation which may lead to awakening. The desire of entities to conform and to be destroyed moves as a negative influence which tends to break down the process of reaching out and making fearless Koreans with those about one. Insofar as the mass media of your culture focuses upon the portion of human nativity, shall we say, that carries a heavy, negative emotional charge, such as the war, the murder, the rape, and so forth, there is that which builds fear and raises walls betwixt entities. However, the same mass media also contains much that is yeasty with hope for those who are hoping to find some place to belong, some place that does not feel alien. And with the greatly enhanced capacities of entities to make Koreans with one another that the age of information, as this instrument calls it, brings, these same mass media are gratefully applauded harbingers of the capacity of entities to make these Koreans, to strengthen that golden netting of love manifested in light that will become internalized in time. And, therefore, that are the parents in a real way of the social memory complex. 84 I have come to feel that the mass media have great promise, and that the internet and email are training wheels for fourth density. And speaking of densities, let us now turn to a look, in the next chapter, at that whole scheme of things which confederation beings have offered us. 5. Law 3, p. Chapter 5, Our Energetic Selves and How We Evolve. The energy system of the body. We began this handbook looking from the surface or outside of our lives inward, looking at how we, as wanderers, seem different from the norm, and at the nature of our discomfort and discontent. We have oriented ourselves to the new age. In this chapter, we will take a look at the way we and our creation are metaphysically made, so that we will begin to see the reason we seem so athwart of the surface things of normal life or consensus reality. In doing this, I am offering not a dogma but a way of viewing things that has been of help to me, and that I hope may also be of aid to you. We will look at how our body's energy system works, and then at how the creation in which these bodies live works. The physical body's energy comes from what we might call the etherical body or the energetic body, which can be thought of as a light body interpenetrating and enlivening our physical bodies. In talking about this etherical body's energy system, we can begin with the concept of chakras that we have from Eastern religions such as Hinduism and Buddhism. This is so similar to the Ra's energy centers or Rays that the terms are interchangeable. What are the energy centers? They lie along the spine, from the root of the spine to the top of the head, following the rainbow colors of red through violet seriatim, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. Each of these centers is a filter and propeller that greets the incoming energy, either allowing it through the center unchanged, intensifying and energizing, crystallizing, balancing or blocking it to varying degrees. This concept of energy centers is intimately coed to the concept of the universe as a group of fields of energy.